Here's a thought I'll title, Screen versus Print Synchronicity. And I have to begin today's thought by saying I recognize I have a bit of a predictability monkey on my back. I want things to be predictable, particularly, I think, in the digital world, because everything is reduced essentially to ones and zeros and software and etc., and I keep thinking that ought to make things perfectly predictable, more so than in the analog days. But I'm frustrated because they aren't predictable. And a good example of that is the constant frustration I have, particularly over the last 10 years or so, between what I see on my computer monitor and what I see in a print. They are never the same. No matter how hard I try to line up color management and ICC profiles and paper variations and all the fiddly software controls at my disposal, both in Lightroom and Photoshop and Acrobat when I print a PDF, but there's software controls in my Epson printer too, and I can fuss with those endlessly. And still, what I see on my screen doesn't look like what I see in my prints. I can make it closer, but we're talking artistic expression here. We want it to be predictable. We want it to be just exactly right. So my frustration grows. But then it occurs to me that perfect synchronicity might be an unnecessary goal, because after all, the two media are so different that perfect synchronicity is probably a futile objective for, I think, some very obvious reasons. What I see on the screen is backlit, it's glowing, it's illuminated, where what I see on prints are reflected light only, and paper can only get so bright and never matches the luminous nature of those excited pixels on my computer screen. Same thing with color fidelity and color intensity. A printed page is never going to match the same kind of glowing colors that can come off a computer screen. And the reason this gets frustrating, of course, is because I'm making all my aesthetic judgments on the computer screen. And even if I try to do soft proofing on my computer screen, I've never found that to be very effective. I'm either using it wrong or there's something I don't understand, because I'm sure there are probably people out there who love soft proofing, but for me it's been a joke. It doesn't even come close to looking like the print looks once it comes out of the printer. And the whole reason I'm making a print is because I want something that's not a screen to show or exhibit or hang on the wall. And when that doesn't look as good as what I see on my screen, I almost always prefer what I see on my screen because of the vibrancy of the colors and the purity of the whites and the shadows and etc. More than that, I think it's a futile objective to have a screen and a print look the same, because I'm the only one that will ever make that exact comparison for my work. Everybody else will either see a screen image or a print image, but rarely both, unless they happen to own one of my prints and they're comparing it to, I don't know, what they see on my website or something. But that'll be rare, and I'll bet no one will ever see those two side by side and make a comparison, except for me. And what that leaves me with is the idea that whatever I produce on my screen that looks fantastic, I somehow have to let go of that when I examine my print, because I know it's not going to look as good, as vibrant, as colorful, as white as what I see on the screen. So the print is its own thing. And I should stop being surprised when it doesn't look like what's on the screen, and instead let go of what it looks like on the screen and make a print that I think looks good as a print without any comparison at all to what I produce in my PDFs or website or what I see in Lightroom or Photoshop. Screens are screen and prints are prints. And by the way, phones are phones. Which is another topic about how people are seeing our work now on their phone, which is a tiny little thing compared to either a print or what we see on a laptop or a computer monitor. but perhaps I should save that topic for another day if I haven't discussed it already. The place I'm left with in today's commentary is to abandon the idea that the screen and the print should look the same, because they don't, because they probably never will, because the media are not the same, and I'm just running in circles, fretting about it, and trying to make prints look like something that isn't a print.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.